Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and today I'm your preacher as well, with a preaching I'm calling Here We Stand. The scripture is from the Gospel of John. When many of Jesus' disciples heard him, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words to eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." And thus ends the reading. Jesus was teaching them in the Bread of Life discourses that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. The interesting thing about the reading we have today is it doesn't include that. It's not about that. We are to focus on the controversy itself. What do we do when some saying of Jesus is hard and we can't understand it? Do we fall away? Well, let's think about what was really going on there. Did Peter understand what was being said? Because if he was pushed at that moment, you know, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, Peter, do you believe it? Then act on it." Peter would have done something very petrine. He would have bit Jesus, right? Like saying, "Well, don't just wash my feet, wash my whole body." And Jesus saying, "Hold on." If Peter wanted eternal life at that point, and Jesus said, "Unless you eat my flesh." But that isn't how it really worked, right? Peter made a choice to say, "I trust you, and I know that you are true, and I know that you are saying that, so I trust that, but I don't understand it at all. What you're saying has to be true, but I can't understand it. And the way everybody is thinking about it, that can't be the way it is. It must mean something else. But I trust you, Jesus. And I'm willing to hold on until someday what you're saying there makes sense." If we're going to stay faithful to God and stay faithful members of the church, sometimes we just have to do the same. To say, I trust that God is here in the church working, but these things that they're saying, they make no sense at all. I hold it true, but we don't understand it. And someday, hopefully, we will understand what we're saying. But here we stand, because here God is. Let us stand with God today and every day. God bless you.